Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. With things changing in our world at such a rapid pace every day, Pastor Rick has prayerfully decided to bring us the second installment of his powerful series on faith, taken from the book of James. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
I want you to know that I've been praying for you during the COVID-19 pandemic all around the world. I know it's really tough. So many people are out of work. Many have lost loved ones. And so many people are quarantined at home these days, that this is a day that people really need hope. So I want to challenge you to get your friends and listen to this entire series of Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. This is a series of messages that will make a difference in your life. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And I want you to know I love you. God bless you.
Stay with us as we continue with our series. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called A Faith That Helps Me Filter What I Say.
Now, one of the major themes of the book of James is self-deception, the way we lie to ourselves. We rationalize. In other words, we tell rational lies to ourselves. We try to convince with our mind what we know in our heart is wrong. And we come back to this theme in James over and over again, because you and I cannot become all that God wants us to be until we start being honest with ourselves. Now, the most common form of self-deception is in the way we talk. We think we're spiritual and we're not self-centered, but our words betray us. And the way we talk shows that we're not nearly as mature as we think we are. Now, in James chapter 1, verse 26, he says this: if you claim to be religious, but you don't control your tongue, you're only fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. Whoa, that's pretty clear. He said, if you don't control your tongue, your religion is worthless. Wow. Now, that's enough right there. We could just stop and go home and think about that. But then James comes back to this same theme again chapter 3. And he goes into graphic detail of what God thinks about our words and about what we say. Now, in James chapter 3, verses 1 to 15, that's what we're going to look at today, he starts with a warning to those of us, including me, who make a living by talking. But then he deals with all of us. So let me read to you James chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Here's what it says. Dear brothers and sisters, don't be in a hurry to become a teacher in the church, because we who teach will be judged by God with greater strictness. Now, that's a verse that scares me, because I'm going to be under stricter standards or stricter judgment than those of you who don't teach. He says, be careful about being eager to be a teacher in the church. Then he says, now we all make many mistakes. That's one of the most truthful verses that everybody knows without even having the Bible. We all make many mistakes. Okay, we'll all raise our hand on that one. We all make many mistakes. In fact, he says, anyone who is able to say the right thing, anyone who would be able to say the right thing, then that person would be perfect, and they would have perfect self-control of themselves and their body. James says, we can control very large horses by putting a small bit into their mouths. And by controlling their mouth, we can turn the whole animal whatever direction we want it to go. Or take ships as an example. A tiny rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot wants it to go, even though the winds are strong. And in the same way, your tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. Just like a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire, your tongue is also a dangerous fire. You know, among all the parts in your body, it is the one that causes the most wickedness and spreads evil everywhere. It, talking about the tongue, it can corrupt and ruin your whole life. It can turn the entire course of your life into a blazing fire of destruction because it's set on fire. He's talking about the tongue, by hell itself. Now, people can tame all kinds of animals and birds and reptiles and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is an uncontrollable evil, full of deadly poison. You know, we use our tongue to praise the Lord and Father, our Lord and Father, but then we use the same tongue to attack and curse other people who've been made in the same image of God. So blessing some people and cursing others come out of the same mouth. Listen, my brothers and sisters, this should never happen. Can fresh water and bitter water come out of the same spring? No. Can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine produce figs? No. And you can't get fresh water out of a polluted well. How humbly you live, not how you talk, shows your wisdom. If you harbor bitterness or jealousy or self-centered bias in your heart, you shouldn't boast that you're wise. You deny the truth to make yourself look better. That's not wisdom. It's earthly, it's unspiritual, and it's inspired by the devil. Whoa, what a passage. 15 verses. It was just like boom, 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 boom. God just keeps hitting us with truth after truth. And James doesn't pull any punches in those 15 verses that I just read. And he says this, if you don't watch your tongue, it's going to dominate you. I started to call this sermon, Don't Let Your Tongue Lick You. But I thought, nah, that's a bad pun. You have to learn how to tame your tongue. You have to learn how to manage your mouth. You have to learn how to watch your words. So today, we're going to look at a faith that helps me filter what I say.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com. Over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy, regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. And thanks so very much for your support.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
So today, we're going to look at a faith that helps me filter what I say. Now, why is that important? Why do I have to learn how to filter everything I say? And why do I need God's help to do that? And people say, well, you know, it's only words. I don't mean anything by it. I'm just kidding anyway. Well, James, in chapter 3, gives us three powerful reasons why we need to ask God to help us filter everything we say. And he illustrates each of these three reasons with very vivid pictures that all of us can understand, all right? So let's get right into it. The first reason I need to filter everything I say, and I need to ask God to help me because I can't do this on my own, is this. Number one, because my tongue directs where I'm headed in life. My tongue directs where I'm headed. My words and your words have tremendous influence and control over our lives. We don't even realize it. You know, if I wanted to know where you're headed in the next 5 years, all I need to do is listen to what you talk about most, because we shape our words, and then they shape us. Now, because the tongue is so small, just a small part of your body, we often overlook its power and its great influence. But James points out that small things can exert enormous control. And he gives us two examples. I read it already, from horses and from ships. James chapter 3, verse 3, he says this. We can control very large horses by putting a small bit into their mouths. And by controlling their mouth, we can turn the whole animal whatever direction we want it to go. Now, imagine a strong 2,000-pound stallion with a 95-pound jockey riding. And with just a small metal bar in that horse's mouth, that 95-pound jockey controls 2,000 pounds, something far more powerful than he is. But it's just a tiny bit, but it's in the mouth. The point, just a bit of a sentence, or a bit of a phrase, or a bit of a word can change the total direction of somebody's life. You can probably think of somebody right now, examples in your own life of where a bit of a word or a phrase changed the direction of your life. He said that's like the horse with a bit. Then he says, imagine a giant ship in the ocean being battered by the waves and the wind, and yet it still heads in the right direction because of a tiny little rudder. That's verse 4, James 3, 4. Take ships as an example. A tiny rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot wants it to go, even though the winds are strong. Those of you who live in California, if you've ever seen the Queen Mary ocean liner and they take you through the whole ship, it's amazing how this giant ship, how small the rudder is on that enormous ship. Here's the point. Our words are like a rudder. They either keep us on course or they can drive us way, way off course. Now, let me pause here and give a word to parents. Because as a parent, I have often been overwhelmed when I realize the awesome influence that my words have on my kids. And kids at every age remain impressionable by the words of their parents. So be careful about that rudder. Now, note it says, the rudder makes the ship turn. Your tongue is the steering wheel of your life. It's the guidance system of your life. If you don't like the direction where you're headed, you need to change the way you talk to yourself, because your tongue is directing your life. Sometimes I've found it best to say nothing, particularly if you're getting ready to gripe or complain. Just say nothing. Reminds me of a story of a man who joined a Trappist monastery to become a monk, and he took a vow of silence. And at the end of each year, he was allowed to say two words in this monastery. At the end of the first year, his first two words were, bed hard. Bed hard. That's all he said for the whole year. The next year, he had a whole year of silence in the monastery, and he was allowed to say two words at the end. He said, food cold. And then the third year, he comes and he tells the head monk, I quit. And the head monk said, well, you know, I'm not surprised, because all you've ever done since you got here is complain. We have to choose our words carefully. Proverbs 13, verse 3 says this. Those who are careful about what to say protect their own lives, but whoever speaks without thinking will be ruined. So first, I need to filter what I say, because my tongue directs where I'm headed, like a bit in a horse's mouth and like a rudder on a big ship. Second, I need to filter my words, and I need to ask God to help me filter my words, because number two, my tongue can not only direct where I'm going, it can destroy what I have. And that's the next couple of verses. Your tongue can destroy your life quicker than anything else. James 3, verse 5 says this. Your tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. It's like a tiny spark. It can set a great forest on fire. Your tongue is also a dangerous fire. Now, you could picture this in your mind. Imagine this beautiful green forest. And now picture it all going up in smoke in a forest fire, in a wildfire. It's charred. It's totally destroyed from one little spark. Those of you who live here in California know that in 2018, we had the worst fire in history. 1.6 million acres burned to the ground. in the California fire of 2018. The largest of those fires in the state history was the Mendocino fire that year, 2018. Now, I paid attention to it because I grew up in Mendocino County, up by the Redwoods in a little village called Redwood Valley. The Mendocino fire destroyed 410,000 acres, one single fire, 4,010 acres. And here's the interesting part. They later traced it back to one tiny spark from a hammer driving a metal stake into the ground, and that spark hit flammable material, dry weeds and stuff. One tiny spark ended up destroying almost 500,000 acres. Now, James has given us a parallel. Just like we know that a careless camper can destroy an entire national park, we also know that a careless word can destroy an entire life. And gossip and rumors are like fire. They spread quickly and they wreak havoc. Have you ever met a verbal arsonist? A verbal arsonist? They use their words to set things on fire. The wrong words can inflame the situation. You know this. You've said the wrong words and you've inflamed situations and made them worse. You can burn people with what you say. And they don't call those celebrity roasts for nothing when they're burning people with their words. I wonder, how many people have let their mouth destroy their career, or let their mouth destroy a marriage, or let their mouth destroy a reputation, or let their mouth destroy a church, or let their mouth destroy a friendship? You know, it's interesting to me that both fire and words under control give warmth and give light. But fire or words out of control are devastating, and you can lose everything. I want you to write this verse down, Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21, you want to memorize this verse. It says this: you'll have to live with the consequences of everything you say. You will have to live with the consequences of everything you say. My words not only determine the direction where I'm going, but they can destroy what I have. Look at the next verse, verse 6, James 3:6. Among all the parts in your body, your tongue is the one that causes the most wickedness and spreads evil everywhere. It can corrupt and ruin your whole life. It can turn the entire course of your life into a blazing fire of destruction because it's set on fire by hell itself. Now, I want you to notice two things in that verse I just read. First, what's the filthiest part of your body? Think about that. What's the filthiest part of your body? What part of your body creates the most shame? Let me put it another way. What part of your body sins the most? You know, a lot of Christians act like the answer to that, those three questions, is your sexual parts. You know, for a lot of Christians, when it comes to the body, many Christians act like God created your head and your torso and your arms and your legs and the devil slapped on your genitals. Wrong. God created those parts. He invented them. It was his idea. And what God says is that your mouth and your tongue cause you to sin more than your sexual organs. How many Christians are offended by all kinds of sexual sins in the world and think nothing about the sins of their mouth? If you don't believe that, what I just said, then you do a study through the Bible, and you'll find that the Bible talks a whole lot more about the sins of the mouth than sexual sins. Let me just give you a short list. Backbiting. These are sins. Sins of the mouth. Backbiting. Lying. Threatening. Cursing. Deceiving, boasting, ridicule, slander, false witness, hypocritical words, complaining, bitter words, flattery. Yeah, flattery is a sin. Fault finding, mocking, defaming, judging, filthy language, gossiping. These are the sins that we have sanitized. And we're not ashamed of them at all. We're ashamed of the sexual sins, but God talks more about the sins of the mouth. I want you to note the second thing in that verse I just read is that words create a chain reaction. And if you study history, you'll find that that most wars were actually started by a few inflammatory statements that set off a chain reaction, and then all hell broke loose. Here's another verse to write down, Proverbs 21:23. If you want to stay out of trouble, be careful with what you say. Proverbs 21:23. You want to stay out of trouble, be careful with what you say. Now, next, James uses a zoo to illustrate not only that our words control our direction, but they can destroy what we have. And in James chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, he says this, people can tame all kinds of animals and birds and reptiles and fish, but nobody can tame the tongue. It is an uncontrollable evil full of deadly poison. Wow. Now listen very closely. God says, humanly speaking, your tongue is uncontrollable. God says, without my help, it's hopeless. You're never going to get control of your mouth on simply willpower. He says, it's an uncontrollable evil. It's wild. It's always liable to break out. You can assassinate people's reputation with your mouth. People do that every single minute of every day on social media. They assassinate people's reputation. So, he says, I need a filter for my words because first my tongue directs where I'm headed.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today. But first, over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Friends, we believe that God wants everybody to be saved. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, God doesn't want anyone to be lost. That means you'll never meet a single person in your life who God doesn't love and who God doesn't want to be saved. Now, if God wants every person saved, then we should too. And that's why I started Daily Hope. You know, there are literally billions of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. And we can only reach them if we work together. And that's why I'm asking for your help. Would you be my partner in helping getting God's Word out to the world, to the people who have no Bible, no believers, and no body of Christ? You know, there's nothing more important that we can do together than to help other people see God as He really is and to help them understand the depth of God's love and grace for them. It's your faithful support to this broadcast, Daily Hope, that helps us tell more and more people about the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Friends, if you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, together we can broadcast this life-transforming message of the gospel through radio and through podcasts and online, literally around the world. We need your support.
It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.